Welcome to the DPS Magazine podcast. My name is Cassandra Ballantyne, editor of DPS Magazine. In today's episode, we're talking about document security, specifically what print providers can do to ensure their output is protected from counterfeiting and other growing security concerns. Authentics helps governments, central banks, and commercial companies thrive within their complex supply chains through advanced technology consisting of a portfolio of an in-product and on-product security technologies to help manage and mitigate the potential of diversion, dilution, adulteration, and counterfeiting of over 10 billion products per year. The company has more than 25 years of experience securing many of the world's oil and gas products, currencies, and other products. Its technologies utilize security inks and detection solutions, data visualization, and customized support services. Today, Kent Mansfield, Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for Authentics, joins us to talk about security concerns for documents and what print providers should know. Welcome, Kent. Thanks for joining us for this podcast. In today's episode, we want to discuss product and supply chain security. So in your opinion, how big of a concern is this?
Thanks, Cassandra. I appreciate the opportunity to join you today. There are so many different aspects of product and supply chain security. So for today, I thought we should concentrate on what is most important to a commercial printer and their clientele. So I'll narrow the subject to branded products for a moment. Mainly, I'm talking about consumer goods, pharmaceuticals, spirits, cosmetics, and similar categories where higher price point items have strong consumer demand. So first, let me address your initial question about how big of a problem this is today. The total global impact of counterfeiting could reach over $1.8 trillion in lost revenue and financial damages just for this year in 2020. So to put that in perspective, this estimated amount would be greater than the entire annual GDP of Brazil or Canada. Counterfeit operations have evolved over the last couple of decades and are now run by larger, well-funded organizations with their reach into multiple countries. So these criminal enterprises survive based on today's easy access to technology and domain expertise, and often they compete where the supply chain chaos is most rampant. And to compound things, most supply chains are now global in nature, and many companies have lost visibility of their products as they travel through that phase.
Okay. And can you elaborate how these concerns have increased over the past few years?
Counterfeiting a well-known branded product has become easier as the supply chain expands, and access to digital and other manufacturing technology has become more accessible. For many years, Cassandra, you and I probably thought about counterfeiting in terms of like a fake designer handbag sold in a back alley or fake sunglasses you might buy from a guy off the street, fake clothing, things like that. Mm-hmm. But these days, consumers are realizing that even cosmetics such as makeup, hair products, sunscreen, and many other off-the-shelf items may not be the product you intended to buy. Even man's best friend, your pet, not safe. We have more and more companies in the pet medicine, pet food, and pet supply industry requesting solutions from us every day. And it seems like nothing is off limits so long as it's in high demand by consumers and it commands a premium price. So today, the extent of this activity goes way beyond a fake Gucci purse or an imitation pair of Oakley sunglasses. These days, fake baby formula shows up on the store shelves in China, and a mother can't even trust the malaria medicine she's administering to her child in Africa. Now, while decades ago this was mainly fashion companies concerned with lost revenue and sales, today it's the consumer that's more aware of the potential hazardous effects of product fraud, and many brand owners are responding by implementing these new security features.
This is pretty scary stuff. So why should print providers care? And what can they do to play a more active role in addressing security concerns like counterfeiting and tampering?
That's a good question. For printers, it's important to understand the scope of the problem and the size of the market. So first, the market. Latest projections are that the anti-counterfeit or security packaging market will reach about $215 billion by 2027. Now, if you look at where we are today, that's an annual growth rate of over 8% per year. You know, there's a lot of solutions, especially in the brand protection world, that can be delivered to a printer, a converter, or even a packaging operation. Now, these include covert, overt inks, inks embedded with security tagants, thermochromic inks, coin reactive. A lot of, security inks have certain categories. We even provide specialized tamper evident seals and many other solutions. But a print provider needs to be knowledgeable about the different types of anti-counterfeiting solutions, which ones can be implemented by them and how they might add value to their client base or even attract new clients. Now, often the security features can easily be added to an existing print process, including conventional and even digital printing techniques. Now, Authentics has certified over 100 different printers on behalf of our clients and work in dozens of relationships today across the globe. So the understanding of different levels of security, varying ink technologies, tamper evidence seals, and other specialized features can provide a very valuable benefit to the existing brand clients and result in additional business via new customers who are looking for the service today. So when selecting technologies and providers, I would suggest avoiding any one-off or single-platform technology companies who aren't yet widely used or commercialized. Instead, look for a partner with a portfolio of solutions and having the experience and scale that your customer will expect. Also, it's helpful to find a provider who has years of global experience in multiple industries and can understand the separate concerns different types of companies have about their supply chain and products.
All right, thank you. Digging a little deeper, many of our listeners operate digital printing equipment. Are there any specific advantages for digitally printing versus traditional offset and flexo printing when it comes to security issues like counterfeiting or tampering?
Yeah, so digital printing provides the ability to place variable data on packaging and labels, and that's significant. Using variable data can allow for a unique item level data collection and even enhanced graphics, images, that type of thing. But the potential to enable each print registration to be unique is far more secure. So using item level ID, as we call it, helps combat counterfeiting because the brand owner may be able to track or actually trace that item level to learn more about the origin and the true pathway that the product has traveled. Now, while there are some limitations to security features available for digital print platforms, it's an invaluable method to consider that option when dealing with multiple SKUs and when you're doing shorter volume runs. In fact, I should mention that Authentics has a unique relationship with HP and its Indigo printing platform. And HP has certified Authentics, and we can now supply a certified covert security ink for Indigo printing platforms.
Oh, great. And so can you provide any tips and tricks for print providers to help promote their security measures?
Sure. Brand owners are increasing their demand for options in product protection and realize in many cases this ends up being applied in the printing process anyway. So even the manufacturer starts with Authentics, we generally end up working with that customer's printer directly when we're finalizing a solution. Now, having a printer who is also well-versed in brand protection gives them a significant edge in the market. In fact, I would suggest that printers become familiar with the implementation of features and they go select a partner and advocate this as part of their ongoing sales and marketing. Being effective at this requires experience, though, and choosing the right technology partner to work with is critical. Now, print providers can add a high-value premium security portfolio over time if they gain the experience and understand how to work in a cooperative sales effort with their partner. This includes having a trusted resource and letting them transfer knowledge and experience and get that process engaged to educate and help de-risk the complications during an implementation for your client. So being effective in the brand protection business requires a broad level of knowledge, and it can take months, and in some cases years, of experience to excel. Authentics works with dozens of printers today, helping them supply critical security features for their clients' product packaging, labels, and seals.
All right, thank you. So in my introduction, I provide a little background on Authentics, but do you want to wrap this up by providing some more insight on what you offer in this space and how print providers can benefit?
Sure. And again, thanks for allowing me to join the discussion today. One of the most important takeaways from this for the print provider is to make sure they understand how to participate in the brand security business. They are a vital conduit, as I mentioned, for delivering many of the security features on the market. Authentics is a trusted source for dozens of national governments, central banks, and some of the world's largest Fortune 100 companies. But, as I mentioned, it's usually their printing vendor that we work with in most cases. Now, we've been doing this for 25 years, and it's not only how to understand the markets, but we understand the delivery channels, the manufacturing and print processes, and frankly, what can go wrong when implementing a new program? So usually, if you can assess security technology on the open market from multiple sources, generally it's not secure. So we think it's important to find security technology, find a single source that has a portfolio of in-house solutions that's proprietary that best match what you can deliver to your clients. So compare the print methods that you use and the compatibility of solutions that the provider offers. Also, and I can't emphasize this enough, find someone who has the years of experience implementing solutions, not just in one industry, but many industries. And often a brand owner of like high-end cosmetics has a much different concern and need than, say, a brand owner of a high-end medical device. And Authentix offers expertise in working with printers and converters, and we've completed worldwide implementations for global companies and has certified over 100 printing organizations and customer vendors as secure. So if any print provider has an interest to get more involved in brand protection delivery, I'd recommend they contact Authentix and let's have a discussion. Chances are, you know, they're already with the right customer and they have the right clients. Now it's time to choose the right security technology provider to help deliver that solution.
All right, great. Thank you for tuning in. Find more on this topic on the January issue, as well as online at dpsmagazine.com.